pretty close quarter.
Dean, this is like the second time in three games you guys had just such a great start and just aren't, you know, get that puck in. How much of a challenge is that for a team just kind of mentally when the puck's not going?
Yeah, it's frustrating, obviously. The guys, I'm sure, are frustrated already. You know, game one and this game, like I said, we've played, you know, second game, the pucks go all over the place. So, you know, yeah, sure. Is it frustrating? Yeah. Are we doing a lot of really good things? Yeah. Do we need to? Obviously, I said this morning, well, our penalty kill is pretty good. It just seems to end up in our net. What is it, 1 second and 4 seconds? I mean, we've literally killed the whole penalties. But, you know, it's going in right now in that area. So when it does, your power play should pick you up too. And it struggled here tonight with the 5 minute or 4 minute, and then got another one right after that. Obviously, that could have changed some momentum for us too. But I'll tell you, we talked about staying in hockey games and, you know, giving ourselves a chance. We have a real good opportunity to win this hockey game here tonight. We just didn't finish.
So, kind of going off that question, you know, twice now in both these losses, it seems like, you know, you guys had plenty of chances to win, you know, plenty of shots.
Yeah.
You know, your goaltenders played well. Does it feel like you kind of just run into a couple hot goalies at the start of the season?
Yeah, we... You know, we've got to stay the course with what what we're doing and not push too many panic buttons. Obviously, like I said, it gets frustrating when the puck doesn't go in the net because you want to get rewarded for that, right? So we've got to, you know, just continually talk to the group and reinforce that they are doing the right things in order to score goals and believe that they'll go in.
Marchenko had such a great year last year, and he just seems to be at another level right now. Did you know he had this much more in his game, and did you see a start like this for him coming?
Yeah, well, we've seen his work ethic be as high as it's been, right? you know, I think at the start of the year last year, it wasn't that high. When it finally picked up and he figured some things out and played the game the right way, then his natural gifts started happening and he started scoring goals. Same things this year. He's come in with a lot of confidence. He's stronger, he's in great shape, and he's doing all those things to win puck battles, to play straightforward, and, you know, he's getting some goals because of it.
I think your team helped Jack Hughes without a shot in Nico Heischer, just one shot. What's been working 5-on-5 for you? Just one, I'm not counting the empty net goal tonight, but one 5-on-5.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of really good things. That's why it's frustrating that you don't get rewarded for playing good defensive hockey. And, you know, we've just got to find that balance and keep doing the right thing. What's really good with it is that we're checking well, but we're staying on the right side of people. We're not, and, you know, maybe we've got to take a couple of risks in some couple areas to maybe get some odd man, you know, situations, but we've got plenty of opportunities, plenty of shots. So, you know, like I said, we're happy with the defensive end. Clearly 5-on-5, we just got to stay the course.
Dean, is this an uncharacteristic night for you guys in terms of taking care of the puck? Maybe Werenski specifically, uncharacteristic?
Well, yeah, we were looking at the giveaways, and, you know, we'll have to have a real good look because the stats kind of, you know, can get a little skewed early, you know, and until we have a look at it. You know, I think Jersey in particular does a real good job of checking with their sticks, and they've got some skill to steal some pucks and get it off our sticks. So we'll have a look at that. Did we, you know, it wasn't necessarily glaring errors to give, you know, 2-on-1s and odd man rushes, but yeah, they forced us into some positions where we did turn the puck over probably too much in this game. Thanks, guys.
We're off tomorrow, 10:30 on Wednesday.